I'll be reading from John chapter 20 and verse 24. That's page 51 on your John's Gospels. I begin to read. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book.
So thank you very much. Children, up you come again, just before you get the fidgets in your seats. Come back down the front, have a seat with me. That's me. Pardon? You can come and sit down the front. Of course you can. Come and join us down the front. Down we come. You've got to keep you moving. Brilliant to see you. Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
Fantastic to see you. We're just going to think about that first Easter. So we need to shake out the fidgets. We need to put our hands together. We need to close our eyes. And we're going to ask God for his help, that we hear and see Jesus. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your words in the Bible. Thank you for the truths of that first Easter. We pray you would help us to see Jesus now, to celebrate our risen Savior. And we pray in his name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. Guys, it is brilliant to see you here. Thank you so much for coming. Happy Easter again.
Happy Easter.
Brilliant to see you. Now, we remember, some of us were here Friday, that Easter is good news. It's great because Jesus died for me. But today we celebrate the better news still, is he rose again. He rose again. He died and he rose. But as we heard, when he appeared to his friends, someone was missing. Someone called Thomas. Anyone here called Thomas? Any Toms? No. But there was someone called Thomas there, one of Jesus' friends, but he was missing. So then we heard what happened as Victor read, okay? He heard that his friends had seen Jesus, and he said, "No way." What did he say?
"No way."
He was more determined than that. He said,
"No way."
10 out of 10, that's exactly it. "No way." "No way," he said. "There's absolutely no way." And there are two reasons he said no way. Two reasons. Let me read you again. They said, "We've seen the Lord." And he said, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my hand where the spear went into his side, I will not believe." He said, "No way." That's what he said. He refuses to believe that Jesus was alive. Why is that? Well, I'll give these guys the YouVersion. Grown-ups, have a look at home to go back a few pages and see in all the detail why Thomas was so sure Jesus wasn't alive. The biographers don't spare the details. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John tell us in detail. They were quite sure he was quite dead. But guys, all we need to know is Thomas was there, he saw Jesus die, and he knows, no way, he's died. But number two, listen up, he also says, "I don't listen to these guys, my friends." He rejects, which means says, "No way," to his friends who say, "We have seen the Lord." He says, "No way, absolutely not." He says, "I was there and saw him die." And listen to what he says after that. He says, unless I see the nail marks, unless I touch it, I won't believe. And do you know why he says that? He says that for two reasons. Firstly, he says, well, if you've seen him and you've touched him, I want to. Then I'll believe like you. Maybe we're someone at that here this morning thinking it was okay for them back then. We'll think about that a little bit at the end. Keep listening up. He says, it's okay for you, I need to see. But do you know why he also says it? He says, hang on a minute, I saw where the nails went in. I saw where the spear went in. There is no way he's alive. I want to make sure you guys aren't all cuckoo. He just thinks they've gone bonkers. No way. There's absolutely no way. He's absolutely convinced Jesus is dead, and he refuses to believe. Now, grown-ups, I'm very, very pleased. I can assure you, when I was sort of growing up, that I came across these verses in my mid-20s and thought, wow, so they really weren't the gullible 12 then. Isn't this extraordinary that this warts and all account would give us such clarity on the fact there was someone there, one of his best friends, who simply says what I reckon, I know I think I would have said, and I think lots of us too. No way. We stood at the cross. We were there at Calvary. We saw the spear go in. He was dead. I don't believe. But this is the key to Christianity, isn't it? It stands or falls on whether Jesus actually was alive. His friends said he was. Thomas isn't daft. It hinges on this. We've either backed the wrong horse, and I'll go back to doing what the day job was, or this changes everything. This changes everything. And that's why that first Easter was such good news, because Jesus is alive. And so Thomas went from no way, went from what?
No way.
But he changed to... Yes way. He became yes way. And you're thinking, what on earth happened to change from no way to yes way? Now, I need a helper for this. Has anyone seen Johnny? Johnny. Has anyone seen Johnny? It'd be helpful, because like, if there's two of us up here, it'd be slightly easier. He was here, wasn't he? We played again. Where? There? It's not pantomime. We're not Christmas. That's Christmas. No, it's not behind you. Well... Okay, I'm going to count to three, and if he's there, I'll take your word for it. Okay, on three. One, two, three. You absolute cheeky chops. He's not. Okay. I thought you... No, I'm not falling for this. You are mean. Okay. Okay, I'll try it again. One, two, three. Oh, my goodness. Guys, you have such honest faces. No. I'm sick and tired. You're making a fool out of me. Now, this is what chocolate for breakfast does. This is what it does. Okay, one, two, three. Johnny, there he is. Yeah, he was there. How? Well, you should have said. What? Okay, Johnny, good to see you. You can take a seat now. Thank you. Johnny, I'll find out what you're doing up there another time. Guys. Johnny was there all the time, just like you said. I was saying no way. My no way became yes way because I saw him. And there he is. There he is. That's a bit like what happened to Thomas. Should we just sit back down again and listen to what happened in the Bible? Thomas got to see Jesus. Let me read out what happened. 1 week later, how long?
1 week.
1 week. How many days?
7 days.
7 days. Do you know what? A week later, his disciples were in the house again. And Thomas was with them now. Phew! He was there this time. The doors were locked, but Jesus still came and stood among them. Whoa. And he said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, remember, he wasn't there last time. He said to Thomas, put your finger here. Remember, Thomas wanted to. And see my hands, where the nails went in. Reach out your hand, Thomas, and touch my side. Stop doubting and believe. Stop doubting and believe. Now, guys, had Thomas asked to see Jesus to be able to believe?
No.
Yes, he had. He had. Well done. He had asked, could he see Jesus? And did he get to see Jesus?
Yes.
His demands were met. Again, grown-ups, maybe we're thinking or know people who'd say, it'd be easier if I was back there, or if I saw him again, I'd believe. And we sort of think, if my demands would be met, then I'll believe too. Thomas gets his demands met. But listen to what he says in response. He doesn't say, like I said to Johnny, oh, there you are. He says this. Thomas said to Jesus, my Lord and my God. Thomas says to Jesus, my Lord and my God. His no way became yes way. Absolute yes way. Now, when I saw Johnny, what I didn't fall down on the floor and say, my Lord and my God, did I? That would have been weird. I said, oh, there you are. What were you doing up there? Oh, we'll find out later. Have a seat with your wife. That's kind of what you say, isn't it? I couldn't see him. You told me where he was. I should have listened. And he was there. But when Thomas sees Jesus, his no way becomes his yes way. Good man. And he says, you're my Lord and my God. Suddenly, everything makes sense. He trusted that when Jesus died, his sins were forgiven. And now Jesus rose, just like he said, he must be the king because he beats death. He is God. He's his Lord. That's what Easter's all about, guys. That's what following Jesus actually entails. It's that sort of response. It couldn't just be a sort of, you know, benign head knowledge of, oh, it's Jesus. You're right. You can't even sort of say, as you might say today, no, I believe Jesus. I believe he was there. No, to follow Jesus, to believe in Jesus, is if you like Thomas, to hit the deck and recognize he is your Lord and your God, your Savior and your King. That is what it is to have a no way become a yes way. Guys, so this Easter, there is so much chocolate to eat. It is fantastic. I give you full permission to eat as much as you like, as much as your parents say you can. There you go. You can chat about that at home. But the most exciting thing is that our no way becomes a yes way because Jesus is alive. Guys, you've listened really well. I'm going to pray. And then as you go back to your seats, I'm just going to talk to your grown-ups for a couple more minutes. Is that all right? Do you think you'll be able to sit quite still so they can listen too? You'll give it a go though, won't you? Well done. You're mine, so you'll do it yourself. Right, let's close our eyes and let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the truths of that first Easter. Thank you that you've kept a record in your word of someone who asked the questions we'd ask, that their no way became a yes way, that the risen Lord Jesus is the Lord and God of all who trust and believe in him. And we pray you'd help us to do that day by day. In his name, amen. Guys, you've listened brilliantly. Thank you. You go back to your seats. Grown-ups, I'd just love your attention for a couple more minutes just to sort of make sure and that we've not missed any of these wonderful, wonderful truths. That's the truths of the first Easter, but it is right as grown-ups that we might say, well, how does any of this help us today as we look back on Thomas? No way becomes a yes way. What does it mean for us today? I guess the no way, yes way, particularly memorable for the children, is us saying, and maybe we have said this, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. We say it for lots of things, but particularly of this account, of this claim, I'll believe it when I see it. But it's very clear, isn't it, from John's gospel, Jesus has nothing to hide and nothing to fear from critical examination. Isn't it gracious that he obliges, let's face it, Thomas's rather morbid demands? I want to see him, I want to touch, I want to squeeze. I mean, it's not pleasant. But Jesus obliges it. But I guess we might think, well, my no way can't become a yes way, or my think of my friends and loved ones and family, it'll never become a no way or yes way. They'll believe it when they see it. And we think, hang on, but what will persuade anyone after the eyewitnesses have long gone? We can't be there like Thomas. What will persuade after they have long gone? How does this help us today? It can't be that we need to see and touch the same as Thomas did, can it? There'd be no believers left. And yet, just go back to your Bibles, look down with me on top of the page of page 52. Look how Jesus replies to Thomas, who replies, my Lord and my God. Jesus says to him, verse 29 on page 52, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. See, Jesus knows. He's graciously met Thomas where he's at. He believes because he sees. But Jesus looks further ahead than that meeting in that room at that time and knows of all those who won't get the opportunity to do what Thomas has done. And he's utterly sure that they'll be blessed for believing too. They'll believe as clearly and resolutely as Thomas. And as we're thinking, but how? It must be different. Well, John, one of Jesus' other closest friends, tells us precisely how. Verse 30, Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples. I could have told you loads more, he says. I've not had time to record them in this book. Verse 31, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. See, in other words, John is confirming that what Jesus means here is that when the truth about Jesus is read from his word, the Bible, this is just a little excerpt from it, that people, millions of people, the world over, through time and history, won't reject like Thomas initially did, but they will see and say the same. He's my Lord and my God. They will, if you like, meet Jesus, convinced of who he is. They will see him in his word, declaring their sin and their need for a savior. They'll recognize that the judgment sin deserves, but the forgiveness the cross brings. And they'll see that empty tomb, and they will know Jesus is king. Not even death can hold him, and we rise with him in his name. So if you are sat here as a doubting Thomas, yes, he is where that little phrase comes from. If you're more of a no way than a yes way, thank you for coming. Thank you very much for being here. But know that Jesus invites you, as he invited Thomas, to, if I can put it like this, to put your finger here, if you like, in his word, to reach out your hand and take it, to hear what he says, that we would not disbelieve, but believe, and so have life in his name. That might be some of you. Of course, lots of us here will know that we've done that already, various times and in various ways. Then I think this Easter, let's just be ready to bend the knee in humility once again. Let's remember he is our Lord and our God. Let's rejoice in the risen life he brings. And let's rejoice that that means the Jesus we do believe in by faith, we will meet face to face. And therefore, finally, as we have these John's Gospels, take them home. Let's have utter confidence that with those friends and family we've all but given up on, they'll never believe it because they're not going to see it. God says, here's a very good place to start. Let them meet Jesus in his word. Receive forgiveness for their sin and be transferred from death to life in his name. Let me pray. Thank you for listening. And let me pray. Father, we thank you for Easter. We thank you so much. Our culture and community still celebrates it so publicly. Thank you for all the joy it brings. We pray that you would help us to have utter confidence in the risen Lord Jesus, to have confidence in his word where we see him, and to hold it out to others that they would see him too, recognize their sin, and run to their Savior. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.